Hello, VPFiers! All set? I hope you are all up and great. Thanks in advance for letting me be with you during your dishwashing, running, shower, or whatever it is. The show 30 Questions or More today has a very special guest. A friend of mine is straight from VPFI, an English teacher who is also an English student. Long hair, vegan philosophy, and rock and roll fan. That's why he's here to answer 30 questions or more with us at another great podcast episode from VPFI Podcasts. If you don't know, this is a funny and deep interview with random friends. I'm pretty sure this show will make you laugh out loud. It's gonna be a telephone call just to make things in the old-fashioned way. Let me call him right now. Just a sec, please. Hello, Juan. How are things, buddy?
Hello, man. Everything all right, dude.
Okay, it's so good to hear it, man. Thanks for accepting my invitation and being here at our show. That's it. On with the program. I'll ask some questions and I hope you are the most transparent and sincere about anything I ask you, okay?
Okay, man. No problem. I have nothing to hide.
All right. Question number one. What's your name and what do you do for a living?
My name is Juan and I'm an English teacher at VPFI.
Good. Question number two. How old are you and how old do you seem to be?
Man, I'm 17, but people say that I look like 20 or sometimes 25. So sad, man. I think I have an old face.
An old face. Good one. All right. Question number three. What did you want to be before being what you are?
I always wanted to be a teacher, but the subjects changed a lot. In the beginning, I wanted to be an art teacher. After that, a science teacher. And when I started to learn English, I wanted to be an English teacher.
Interesting. So everything revolves around the teaching profession, right?
Yes.
Okay, man. Question number four. What's your favorite hobby?
Man, I love to listen to music. I do it all the time, working, playing games, running.
Good. Listening to music is life, right?
Yes.
Good, man. Good. Let's go to the question number five. What do you dislike the most to do?
Man, I don't like to do math exercise, you know? I'm not good with numbers and with that things.
Okay, I can feel you. I hate numbers too, especially math exercises, not my beach, okay? Number six. What was your first job and how was the whole experience in it?
Before being an English teacher, man, I was a computer science teacher. It helped me a lot to develop my teaching abilities and interpersonal relationships.
Okay, number seven. Why did you decide studying English at first?
I started because there was a special offer, like two courses for the price of one. So I chose, graphic designer and English. Because people said that English is important and something like that.
Interesting. So it was about the special offer. It was completely linked with your destination. Good boy, good boy. Let's go to the number eight now. Tell us a software that you use every day and you couldn't live without it.
I think all the softwares I use, I can survive without them. But the software that I use every day is WhatsApp.
Okay, you don't need that to live, but it helps a lot, right?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite language and why?
My favorite language is English, of course, because it's my work now. And for me, it's a really beautiful language.
No, I agree. Some people prefer more romantic languages like French or Italian, but my love is for English too. That's good. Number 10. If you had to work in a different field, which one would it be?
I think I would be a cook. I like to cook so much and I like to see the people reactions when they eat my food, you know?
Oh, I know. Most part of times that you prepare a nice dish, you take to VPFI for us to try. So it's really, really good.
Yeah, I like it.
Really good, ma'am. Number 11. If today were your last day on Earth, how would you spend it?
Man, I like simple things. So I would go to a place with nature and stay there feeling the feelings. and I would say thanks for all my friends and people that made part of my little life.
Okay, dude. Number 12. What would you like to hear God saying when you arrived at the heaven's gates?
Holy shit, man. I'm not sure. Maybe congrats and welcome.
Maybe
a little different. Maybe congrats and welcome.
Yeah, because God has voice. This voice. Yeah, like that. I feel you, man. Congrats and welcome. I was waiting for you, motherfucker. Something like that. Dude, let's go to 13. Tell me a TV show that you love and influences you a lot.
I love Lie to Me. Mm. It's a science TV show and it's so interesting.
You already told me about Lie to Me, and I remember when we had that interview at VPFI, many people talked about this TV show. Lie to Me can be a great option, right?
Yes. Okay. I love this one.
Okay. Number 14. Let's talk about music now, okay? What's your favorite band, group, or singer?
My favorite band is Five Finger Death Punch, rock and roll. Mm. And my favorite singer is Michael Jackson.
Wow, so different, right? I mean, Five Finger Death Punch, extremely heavy. And then you have the King of Pop on the other side. I can say that you are pretty eclectic.
Well, I think it's because it's difficult to find rock and roll singers, you know, only one guy singing rock and roll.
Oh, I feel you. Yeah, we can say that rock and roll is made for bands, right?
Yeah.
Okay, man. Thank you, bye now. Okay, we come back after the commercial.
Ok, bye bye.
Bye bye, dude.
Desculpa interromper a entrevista assim, tá? Chegar picando o pé na porta, mas ó, depois de você ouvir o que eu vim dizer aqui, você vai até me agradecer, tá? Eu quero saber se você tá conseguindo entender tudo que tá rolando na entrevista, hein? Uns 50%? Até tá legal. Mas se você quiser melhorar ainda mais a sua compreensão, você vai ter que estudar mais. My friend. E é por isso que eu tô aqui, pra te convidar pra conhecer as outras plataformas do VPFI. Nós estamos em muitos lugares, até onde você nem imagina. A gente tá lá. Nós temos o nosso canal no YouTube, com vários programas, com muitas dicas pra acelerar o seu aprendizado em inglês. O nosso Instagram, o Teacher Du ensina todos os dias, de domingo a domingo, as expressões mais utilizadas na língua inglesa. E também nós temos o nosso grupo do WhatsApp, pra praticar conversação. E o link tá aqui embaixo, tá? Tá na descrição aí. Enfim, tem tudo isso no...
VPFI!
Muito mais do que uma escola de inglês. Agora você pode voltar a ouvir a entrevista normal, tá? Que não vai ter mais nenhum merchan. Beleza? Tchau, obrigado.
So, Juan, number 15. If the whole world could listen to you for 10 seconds, what would you say?
Oh, man. Deep, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I would say be careful with your habits because they can kill you and destroy the planet too.
Interesting. It could be something that God might say to you, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, dude. Number 16. If you could have dinner with 3 people, dead or alive, who would it be?
I think my grandfathers. I didn't know them. And the 30th person can be... don't know, my brother. He lives in another country, so it's a long time that I don't see him.
All right, it would be a family dinner then.
Yeah.
Good, man, good. Pretty awesome. Let's go to the number 17. What's the best advice you've ever received?
In this one, I thought a lot. And I think when my friend and my first English teacher said to me, "Man, you should start thinking about being an English teacher. You're good at it."
Oh, I know you're good at it. You know how to pass information. You know how to teach and the people understand you what you explain very easily.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, man. Let's go to the number 18 now. What's your opinion about tattoos and piercings?
I think they are so fashionable, but I can't wear it. I'm so afraid of that. I don't like to feel pain, you know?
Yeah, some people love tattoos and piercings just because of the pleasure of pain. They say it's a pain for pleasure or something like that.
No way, man. I don't like pain.
I love it. I love tattoos and piercings. I don't have any, but I think it on other people, it's awesome. It's really nice.
Yeah, for me too.
Okay, let's jump up to number 19. Tell us a strange habit you have, please.
The only one that I remembered, I like to brush my teeth while I'm walking around my house.
I already saw you at VPFI walking and brushing up. It's pretty weird.
I think there are many more strange habits for another people. I don't know.
All right. Let's jump up.
Take a shower in the dark.
No, this is pretty weird. I wouldn't like to take a shower in the dark too.
Like if the people turn off the lights and start taking a shower.
No, maybe they are not happy about their bodies. Let's go to number 20, man. What takes more of your time?
With no doubts, my cell phone. I use my cell phone all day long.
Oh, it's a lot. Cell phones can be good, but they can be dangerous depending on if you don't know how to measure the level of usage of it, yeah?
Yeah, or the thing that you do.
Yeah, it can be dangerous too. Number 21, man. What's your concept of having a good life?
I think be happy about what you do every day, you know, at work, at home.
I feel you. Like, have a routine that you can be proud of.
Yeah, everywhere that you stay in your routine.
All right. Number 22, Juan. What's the best book you've ever read?
Holy shit, my tongue is a little strange today, you know?
Like a minion.
The name of the book is Como Convencer Uma Pessoa em 90 Segundos. The book is about interpersonal relationships and how to convince a person, you know?
I know.
The title.
The title says everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, number 23. What TV program do you refuse to watch?
Most part of them. I don't watch TV very much. I only like some Discovery programs, you know, about survival and that strange thing.
I see. But when I mean television, like, you don't want Netflix or things like that too?
No, man, no. I watch sometimes, but not like, every week, you know?
I see. It's not something that you do constantly.
No, I can't do it. I can't be concentrate on it.
Interesting. Okay. Number 24. What's the best way to begin your day, man?
Looking through my window, because in front of my house there are many tall trees and a field with some cows. I'm not a farmer, but there is a farm near my house and so good to see it.
You feel like farming. Living in the countryside, right?
Yeah.
Good, man. Awesome. Number 25. Which TV show would you like to take part in?
I'm not a good actor, but maybe My Wife and Kids. I like this one so much.
Awesome. I spend all my meals with my wife here. I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah. We spend all our meals watching My Wife and Kids.
Good. I think this one is the best sitcom ever.
I have many options to this one. Like, I love My Wife and Kids, but I love to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith. I like Friends, the classic, How I Met Your Mother, Modern Family. I love many sitcoms, you know?
Good.
And talking about participating on it, which character would you be? Would you be Juan, or you would like to take part in a role there in the sitcom?
Holy shit, I can't decide I can't stay in the place of a good character like Michael Kyle, no. Mm-hmm. Because the guy is the guy, but I think I would be Juan.
Or maybe Tony.
No! Holy man, the worst character.
The religious one. You can choose. I give you Tony or Caddy, you know.
No, Tony or the piano guy.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Franklin is a great one. I would love to be Franklin. But I am more for Calvin than Franklin.
É mesmo.
You know? Okay, man, let's go down. 26. How would you like to be remembered when you're gone?
If the people remember me as a happy and positive guy, it's enough.
Interesting. Oh, I can say that happy, I wouldn't consider you, because most part of times I don't see you happy, or at least you don't show that you're happy all the time. Like, when you're happy, it's easy to know, because it doesn't happen frequently to me.
No way, man.
It's true.
No but way, I'm always happy.
Maybe you always are, but you don't show it.
I'm always kidding with people, and I'm always joking and smiling.
My feeling.
Yeah, okay, so I will be the bozo now with you.
The clown from It. If you try to be bozo, you become the clown from It.
Oh no, man. Oh, I was a bad guy in the past, like with my angry face, but now I'm good, okay?
You were antisocial, completely antisocial, remember?
Yeah.
That's why I have memories from that guy, you know?
I'm another guy now, okay?
Yeah, there was Juan before becoming an English teacher, and the new Juan after becoming an English teacher, and this new version is awesome. Just to tell people here, I believe this whole change happened because of that book, How to Convince Somebody in 90 Seconds. Because after reading that, you changed it so much, right?
Oh yeah, it helped me a lot with relationships. Good. And with my bad face.
All right. According to Carlito, yeah? Are you angry? Are you angry with the sad face? Okay, let's jump up to 27. Do you have a personal rule that you never break?
Yes, maybe never stop learning with your experience.
Interesting. Never stop learning. I like it. I think somebody would apply that. And it's really good, because when you know that you can never stop learning, you will always develop yourself, right?
Yes.
Good, man. Pretty good. It's the question 28, okay? What's the most boring question people ask you all the time?
Maybe, are you vegan? Oh, but it's not bad for your health. Man, it takes a lot of my time to explain all the things, the why I become vegan, why it's not bad for me, all the time, man.
No, I don't have this energy. If I were on your shoes, I would say, yeah, it's bad for my health. Bye-bye.
Good.
Leave me die alone. You know, I don't have this patience. I have a lot of patience to other things, not to explain my personal philosophy, you know?
Good.
Let's go to number 29. What podcast would you suggest me and my listeners here to improve our English today, man?
I'm not buttering up, but the VPFI podcasts are the best ones. I like the Speaking English Now too. Georgiana, it's so good.
I know, I like the Speaking English Now. It's a really great show. Well, it's not about it burning up, but the work we dedicate here to VPFI podcasts, we take a lot of time to make the best we can, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, dude.
Everybody works with it.
Yeah, people are working hard to develop the best we can. It's true. All right, let's finish now with the 30 question. Where and why should our listeners connect with you online?
They can connect with me on vocêpodefalaringlês.com.br. I write posts there every day.
Interesting. And social media?
Oh, they can follow me on Instagram too. Search for Juan Barbin. B-A-R-B-I-N.
Oh, it's interesting to say that you're Juan. It's not with J, but with R.
R-U-A-N,
oh, yeah. Yes?
It's a normal one.
Yeah, because people from Colombia, Spain, or somewhere like that, they would pronounce your name like J-U-A-N, like Juan, you know?
Oh, no, it's like R-U-A-N.
Yes, the Brazilian Juan, right?
Brazil. Yeah.
Awesome, man, awesome. And, man, I would like to thank you so much for participating here. It was really, really nice to have you here, okay? Would you like to leave an ending message to our public here?
Man, I only want to say thanks for you having me here.
Oh, my pleasure, man, my pleasure.
And let's go.
That's it, life goes on.
Yeah, because people need to be fluent, man. So
true.
We need to help them.
You're right, you're right. So, ma'am, once again, thank you again. Next time we talk, we are gonna be probably recording the new culture facts, right?
Okay.
And the topic is gonna be nice. I suggest to you guys who are listening to us to check it out, the culture facts episodes too, because they are awesome, right, ma'am?
Yeah, it's so funny episodes.
Yeah, and a little bit different because it's Portuguese and not English, okay?
Yeah, so for American guys, it's good to practice your
Portuguese, yeah?
Yeah, so difficult, but you can do it, okay?
All right, man. So, bye-bye, man. Have a great
And good
bye.
Luck, because in these episodes, there are many Brazilian slangs.
Truth be told. Okay, man. So, bye-bye for now. Eduardo Souto and Juan from VPFI, out.
See you.